The title of this sermon is The Day After Lobster Fest. Well done, good and faithful servants. That's what I have to say to this gathered family. I have never before seen such total commitment. And I believe that I'm safe in saying on behalf of both Tom and myself that we feel blessed and privileged to be part of such a faithful community. Lobster Fest brings this community together in a most positive and giving way and gives support to our community through Habitat for Humanity. Well done, good and faithful servants. Over the last week, the commitment of this gathered community has been no less than amazing. People have come in to answer the phone, sell tickets, decorate, and organize. People have shopped and baked and even driven to Atlanta to pick up squirming crustaceans, keep them safe and cool and locked tightly until the time of their debut. The arranging and decorating, planning, pouring, scooping, slicing, hanging, and counting seemed to be endless. But there was never a moment that the ball was dropped, never an instant that something was lacking. And the overarching momentum was community. A community, a family, gathered together with purpose. That's what we are when we are at our best, a community gathered with purpose. And while in the last few weeks, and especially this last week, we've been gathered together with the purpose of Lobster Fest, our purpose is even bigger than that. At this point, I expected a deep sigh. We are tired. We want to sit back and bask in the glow of success, and so we shall. But we can't rest for long, because our purpose is much bigger than a one-day event. Better still, our purpose is better than a one-day event, no matter how wonderful that event is, and Lobster Fest is truly wonderful. Our purpose is to share the good news that we have in Christ, the good news of the love that we have been given, and Lobster Fest is a wonderful way of doing that. Well done, good and faithful servants. But it doesn't end with that. Our call is not only to those out there. Our call is also to each other. We've heard a lesson today which is commonly referred to as the widow's mite. The story tells of a woman who was blessed by giving her all, everything she had. While others gave out of their abundance, she gave her subsistence, trusting that she would somehow survive, or not worrying if she didn't. Jesus set her aside as an example, and that she is a wonderful example of giving. We are in the midst of our call for giving, a time where we are all asked to commit to our church family. This comes at a time when we may think that we have given all we can. We have worked ourselves to the bone with Lobster Fest. We have done and done and given and given, and we are tired. There are so many other things that beg our attention, that beg our time, that beg our money, and they are all worthy causes. There's no arguing that. There are any number of good causes that we are asked to contribute to invest ourselves in, and we should. But what I want to tell you today is that we here at Grace Church must invest in our children, not only our biological children, but all our children. Our world is a mess. Recently, we received the news that a 12-year-old in our community had committed suicide. A life full of potential was cut short in total despair. 12-year-olds should not have the thought of ending their lives. Earlier this week, a soldier, one who was to help those in trouble, lost control and killed 12 people and injured many others. If we turn on the so-called news broadcasts, the list of tragedies and misdeeds that we commit against each other is seemingly endless. Our world is a mess, and we need to do everything we can to change that. We can't fix the whole world, but we know that we can make a difference. We can make a difference in Anniston, and we can make a difference at Grace. If you have not committed to the future of Grace Church by making a pledge for the upcoming year, now is the time. Pledge to be a part of our future. Pledge to support our family. We very much want to develop a strong youth program, one that will grow our children in this faith community, and one that will bring other children in to know the love of God. We want to expand our opportunities for young families and for our adults. Without your commitment through your pledge for support, we cannot make these plans. Grace Church is an amazing place. Lobster Fest is a wonderful example of that. Our call for support for our mission to Haiti raised 40% more than the amount requested. You are a loving and giving people. I ask that you commit to your own church, that you commit not only to a one-day event or a mission to a foreign country, but that you commit to our children and to each other. We would like to hire a youth minister this year and expand our programs for adult education. We cannot do that. We cannot even plan on doing that without financial support. I'm well aware that the economy is in turmoil. I know that nothing is secure, but we must make a difference. We must raise our children in the knowledge and love of God. It is up to us. Our world is in trouble, and it is here that we can begin to make a difference. Please make your pledge and commitment to make a difference, beginning here. Amen.